AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A special grand jury has finished its work in Georgia, looking into whether former President Donald Trump and allies committed any crimes trying to overturn the 2020 election there. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The investigation began about 2 years ago after a recording surfaced of Trump on the phone with Georgia's top elections official.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
The special grand jury heard testimony from dozens of people, including close Trump associates and high-ranking state officials. The judge overseeing the panel says it has now issued a final report. That moves the investigation a step closer to possible criminal charges against the ex-president and others. It will be up to the district attorney to decide whether to seek an indictment from a regular grand jury. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There are signs of similarities to the U.S. Capitol riot. Authorities in Brazil are vowing to protect democracy and punish supporters of ex-president Jair Bolsonaro, who stormed and trashed the nation's highest seats of power in Brazil. This is National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We think Brazilian democracy is resilient, strong, and will come through this.
About 1,200 people have been detained in Brazil. Schools are closed because of severe weather in parts of Northern California. Homes are without power. Strong winds around Sacramento knocked down trees and power lines. Evacuations have been underway in Santa Cruz County with the San Lorenzo River at flood stage. New guidelines suggest children struggling with obesity should be evaluated and treated early and aggressively. The American Academy of Pediatrics says treatments can include medication for kids as young as 12 and surgery for those as young as 13. Stocks are higher on Wall Street, extending gains from last week, the first weekly gains in about a month. This is AP News. We are learning more about a Virginia teacher who was shot and injured by a six-year-old.
The teacher is identified as 25-year-old Abby Zwerner of Rich Neck Elementary in Newport News, Virginia. That from a former member of the Newport News School Board. Police said she had life-threatening injuries when she was shot on Friday, but she is said to be improving and her condition is now stable. The police chief has said a six-year-old boy shot her in a first-grade classroom during an altercation. He was taken into custody. Police are not saying what led to the altercation, how the boy got the gun, or who owns it. The mayor says the boy is getting the services he needs right now, but won't say where he's being held. I'm Rita Foley.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the number of traffic deaths in the U.S. on highways fell slightly during the first 9 months of last year, but pedestrian and cyclist deaths continue to rise. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.